Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, fresh from Discovery Cove. It's a SeaWorld sister park where they let you go interact with dolphins and swim with them and snorkel through, fake reefs and things. I mean, how authentic did it seem, CJ?
Very.
Really?
Yeah. I was so impressed.
I mean, so the coral they have in these coral reefs that you snorkel through, are they real coral or are they that, plaster Paris kind of nonsense or what?
It sure looks real. And they've got this thing stocked like you would not believe.
With lots of fish and
stuff.
There's
spotted eagle rays. There's stingrays. There's guitar fish.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of, angel fish. I mean, stuff that you see on your typical...
On your dive.
Well,
awesome. They have a tendency to, kind of overdo it sometimes. They have the aquarium there at Epcot, the giant golf ball place, right?
We still haven't dove in. I haven't.
Dive Quest.
They have that. And, it's one of those things where, let me just say, I am a little conflicted. As a diver and you get out there and you get out with nature, I would much prefer to see the marine life out in the ocean in their own environment. I don't think there's really nobody that I would say would disagree with me that's the preferred way to see marine life. You don't want them in captivity, in an aquarium necessarily. But here's the reality. The reality is that not everybody has the superpower of being a scuba diver like us.
Right.
Right?
What it does is it educates normal people that don't
those landlubber folks, or if you don't have the luxury to get out there to your favorite dive site, you can use these aquariums, Georgia Aquarium, Epcot, Discovery Cove is kind of like a gateway drug to becoming a scuba diver and getting out there in nature. That's kind of how I look at it. So it's not the best scenario for the animals, but these animals end up being, kind of like ambassadors for their species, and hopefully it might entice other folks to get out there and go explore it into nature. What I mean?
And my feeling also, from what I saw yesterday, those animals are super well taken care of and happy.
They make
dolphins.
Big money on them, so they better take care of them. Captain Walt DeMartini sounded like, I thought he was raising his hand. He goes, hell
he's waving
no.
us off. He's waving
he's
us
like,
off.
No, good as someone else.
Might have just been gas.
Yeah, but Christine in Grenada, she is like a marine biologist, superhuman. And are you with me on this, Christine? Or are you kind of conflicted on these type of experiences? And, what is your thought about that type of stuff? What do you think?
I think you covered it. I was just going to keep quiet to myself on that one because I know I'm spoiled, so I'm biased.
Well, exactly. When you have a beautiful reef right there off your coast and you can go experience it all the time, obviously,
I think there's definite discussions that can be had about how stuff is harvested, the loss per thing that survives when harvested, how they're treated, what's put in what kind of conditions. Lots of middle ground where you can make a lot of good changes to still allowing some education and stuff. But
it's not a perfect scenario for sure. It's never ideal to have things in captivity. I don't think.
But it is very educational.
Well,
ecologically.
Like I said, you can look at it as a tool, and that's kind of how I look at it as a justification for doing it. I mean, would I prefer everything to be free and not affected by humans in any way? Of course I would. I think it's pretty universal in that regard. But the reality is that, you know, this is a way to kind of bridge a gap that, unfortunately, most people, you know, like I said, we're superhuman. We have superpowers as scuba divers to be able to get out there in nature like this. And we see so much more than the general population don't get to see. And this is just kind of a little window to give them a little taste and maybe entice them into that and becoming ambassadors for some of those animals. And so if you look at it that way, it's me, you know, but it's
go
a big
check it out, though. Go check it out. I think you'd dig it.
Yeah. As an educational tool, for sure, that it's got a lot of capacity in that. And
right.
I'm sure you guys saw over the COVID lockdown period, the different environments around the world where the marine life like came back and reinvaded places that humans have scared them out of, like the canals and Venice, for instance. And
exactly.
Amazing. So
it just goes to show. Yeah. I mean, who, you know, would they be better off without us? Probably. But guess what? We're here. What's
You're
the slogan?
Talking about genocide?
We're here.
Are you talking about extinction of mankind?
No. I'm trying to come up with a slogan for us. We're here. There's beer. We're not sharing.
Oh, wait, Greg. Wait, there's beer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got Jerry a beer.
That's another thing they have at Discovery Cove. They have beer and they have full liquor bars.
Really? Okay. Well, that explains why there's no diving then. There's only snorkeling. Yeah. But you would recommend it if you want to go up, get close and personal with a dolphin.
Great time.
You know, they're very amorous animals. You know this, CJ, right?
No, stop it.
No, they are. There's been many an instance where the dolphins would find a snorkeler and have their way with them.
That's disgusting.
Well, I'm just saying, it's the truth.
How dare you turn the dolphin.
This beautiful human interaction into something disgusting?
Well, no, I didn't say it was disgusting. I'm just saying they've had incidents where the dolphins got a little amorous and had to be kind of. They wouldn't let the snorkeler out of the water, and you would plainly see that they would get, you know.
They've also protected people from sharks.
They have done that, but I think it's because they have an affection for us.
Feel the love,
CJ. Did you try that full face mask thing that they have there that's hooked up to a hose?
I did. No, I didn't. But I did try a full face snorkel mask.
Yeah,
and it was cool, but I prefer my regular.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Regular ones. Okay.
Yeah, I tried it. It was neat.
Those full face masks, those are, I don't know. The reason I don't like those is because that kind of takes, you know, if you do a full face snorkel mask, which is extremely popular on like cruise ships and tourist destinations now, that has nothing to do with scuba diving. Before, at least snorkeling would be like a gateway drug into scuba diving, right? But now with these full face masks they're doing, they're like, hey, we don't scuba dive like that.
Well, Dr. Doug did the full face.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be the same. That's a different type of thing altogether. I mean, the full face mask diving stuff, you kind of have to, you know, do some training on that to get the hang of it. Plus, they have a tendency to use up more air, too, when you're using that type of system. Jerry, the diver guy, what say you?
Christina, do you all have those in Grenada? Do you all use those?
The full face snorkel mask?
We don't have them, but we get a lot of guests
that have
you know, like COVID, that would bring them. Yeah, for sure. Especially Greg called it there. A lot of cruise ship guests come with them.
Right. You know, it's like snorkeling for nerds. That's just me, personally. Sorry.
Way to alienate people, Greg.
No, I'm just saying. You know, if you want to snorkel like a scuba diver. Because if you learn snorkeling on one of them full face masks, that's not going to really help you for scuba diving. Are you with me on that,
Not that they
Christine?
Couldn't transition.
Well, they could, easily. But it's... I mean, you know, when you're snorkeling, you actually have to learn snorkeling skills to become a scuba diver. So you're already halfway there if you've been playing with the snorkeling setup that's more traditional. What do you think, Christine? You with me on this?
I'm with you on that one, but I mean, we could go back to what the guy said before, and it'll mess up your makeup if you try to go for the traditional snorkel mask.
Yeah, well, Barry, I'm sorry. It's going to make us...
his makeup. There you go, Barry.
Hey,
golly.
Real information.
Thank you.
Real information.
Real
what do you mean?
Information there, Greg. I looked up airfare to Grenada.
Yeah.
As low as $480 round trip.
Bargain. Right, that's pretty
flying
good.
Flying out of where?
Miami.
Flying out of Tampa.
Oh, Tampa. Okay. Well, that's where.
Tampa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but if you're flying out of Fort Lauderdale or Miami or any place, probably even less.
Well, maybe. Yeah, Miami's the main gateway, but they got nonstops out of Tampa, too, I guess.
Yeah, so nonstop out of Tampa, $480.
That's not bad. That's pretty good right there. That sounds
Jerry, you package it together, boys.
Jerry can take the Petticoat Junction train over to the local airport to get here.
But okay.
The only thing I would throw in there, and this, I have full faith in you, don't worry.
No, you
but
don't.
Just for everybody else listening, it's Grenada with an E, not Granada with an A. Otherwise, you're going to end up in Spain.
Yes, which would be a fun trip, but not really great for necessarily the kind of diving they have in Grenada. All right, we got to talk about the my octopus teacher. That's coming up next. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, Larry. Florida spiny lobster season is open and the divers are coming for us.
Fear not, my quaking crustacean. We're way too fast for those bubble-blowing morons.
But they have the equalizer.
The equalizer?
The equalizer is a lightweight lobster snare with a one-handed band-powered trigger that grabs lobsters fast. Get your equalizer now at Florida dive retailers and at lobstersnare.net.
Larry, duck in. I can see your antenna.
Yikes.
The equalizer lobster snare at lobstersnare.net.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We do our hunting and farming here.
And the water?
The sea supplies all my wants.
The gravity pull harder. We'll go underwater. Baby, dance with me under the waves. Weightless and unbothered. We'll go underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, and then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web today. That includes Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Captain Walt DeMartini live from the Gomez Hilton, Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy, Christine from Eco Dive in Grenada has been nice enough to join us as they kick off Pure Grenada Dive Fest this week. Check out PureDivingGrenada.com, and you can find out more information right there. So, and if that weren't enough, which obviously it's not, we have the Aqua Gypsy with us. Brittany has joined us from, I don't know, are you up in Vermont?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So she's in the Great White North because it's cold and miserable.
No, that's Canada.
Oh, is that what Canada? Isn't that same?
Canada's Vermont, the Great White North.
Vermont, Canada, same difference.
Greg. Wow.
Greg.
What?
The maple syrup is way better here.
Say it again, Brittany. What?
The maple syrup is way better here.
Well, okay. All right. I expect you to bring us some. make us all sticky. Speaking of awkward moments and things that you probably shouldn't say out loud, you know, keep your inside voice inside. I'm watching Octopus, My Octopus Teacher on Netflix. I was talking about this last week. Actually, it was Brittany, I believe, was one of the first squad members that suggested we talk about that. Isn't that right, Brittany? Didn't you watch that? Were you the one?
Yeah, I loved the movie. I thought it was very, very interesting.
I thought it was good. And last week, I watched about, three-fourths, two-thirds of the film. I hadn't gotten through the whole thing. And then after we did the show last week, I finished it off during the week. And I will tell you, it got to the point, I thought it was amazing. The photography was great. It's pretty remarkable, the behaviors that this guy documented of this octopus that he befriended. But there was a point in the film where things started getting a little awkward, where I started feeling like I was like watching something between a guy and an octopus that, this makes me a little uncomfortable. You hear what I'm saying?
Now, what do you mean?
Well, you know, he has the octopus, you know, he's developed this amazing relationship with this octopus off the coast of South Africa in the kelp forest and stuff. And it's beautiful. It's really neat. But he, you know, the octopus starts trusting him, and he would be free diving shirtless. And then the octopus would, like, you know, attach himself to his chest. And then they're showing him on the surface with the octopus on his chest. And you know, it's starting to go like, whoa, where's this going? I don't know.
Calm down, Greg. Just calm down.
I'm just saying. I was calm. I was just starting to feel a little, like a third wheel or something in this thing.
A little creepy, Greg.
Okay,
it's not a cup.
Greg, it's not like the octopus was like suctioning his nipples or anything.
Well, I don't know. From what I saw, it looked a little weird. They were having a moment. A
nice little love connection.
Yeah, right.
Like a dog.
Okay, like a dog. Okay, I guess. I mean, but
note to self, never let your dog around Greg unsupervised.
I'm just saying.
Seriously, Greg?
Would you walk around with your dog shirtless, CJ?
I do all the time.
And let him, like, sit on your chest?
No, she's too big.
He's not pooping on it. Like, what is your deal?
What?
He doesn't rub up and down on your leg, you're okay.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything bad about the film. I thought it was phenomenal. Everybody should go watch it.
You liked it a little too much, but you got a little bit of a weird message.
I think you were watching it for the wrong reasons, Greg.
That is incorrect.
Octopus love.
I'm just wondering if there should be some kind of disclaimer, like, hey, if you're into people getting their freak on with a marine animal, here's your want to warn.
Theme song from Lion King, Greg.
Lion King. Why?
Can't you feel the?
Don't
love
let him do that again, please.
Whew. Oh gosh, Christine, I apologized at the beginning of the show. Just so we're clear, I got it on tape. Yeah.
This is the only apology I've ever actually backed. I think it's actually warranted.
Okay, so of the scuba
rider. Christine, one day we might all come visit you.
Okay. So she will have changed her address.
And that will be the day she flies back to Canada.
Yeah. Remember, yeah. Christine is in, she's in Fiji. Yeah, that's where she is. Look, am I the only scuba radio scuba squad member other than Brittany that has seen My Octopus Teacher?
I've seen.
All right. Captain Walt has seen it, right? And Walt liked it. Walt, what do you have to say about it? Am I being ridiculous or did you feel
it? No, I enjoyed it. I thought the cinematography was great.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether if the guy shot it or I think he shot some of it, but whoever was working with him was fantastic.
Yeah. But that one scene of him with the octopus on his chest didn't make you feel a little like, hey, where's this going?
No.
Okay.
The 70s walk background music.
It's called a hug, Greg. I think you didn't get enough of a child.
Maybe that's what it is. All right. Well, okay. I guess I'm alone there.
Weirdo.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, the guy was very emotional about this octopus. I mean, he was going to, like, cry. He almost cried. Talking about the octopus. And so, I mean, you know, I guess if you compared it to like you know, like your dog or something, and it passed away. I guess I that makes sense. Yeah. Walt,
so this
what say
octopus
you?
Did become lunch?
Well, I don't want to give it away. Thanks.
Spoil it.
Thanks, Barry.
Wait, Greg. You're taking that away from Brittany.
What?
Brittany, go ahead.
What? Brittany has a comment?
Brittany.
Oh, I don't have a comment, but I do think that you were probably the only person that found bestiality.
No, that's
be completely honest.
There was no beast.
It's a documentary.
It was the there was no beast. It was the Kraken.
Okay.
Yeah, Phil. His name is Phil.
Yeah. All right. Walt,
Phil,
did you have
appetizer.
A
Walt?
I gotta go.
Walt had
I forgot now. I think it was something about eight times the fun or something. Or no, octopus. You can't tell if an octopus is crying underwater, right?
Well, that's right. Exactly. And it probably was. I bet the octopus missed the guy just as much as he missed his octopus.
Well, the guy misses the octopus, or the octopus misses the guy. The octopus is dead, Greg. Come on.
Yeah. Well, didn't want to give it away, but
he's
yeah.
Poo-nami.
You don't know if the octopus is really dead or not. You
oh, that's true. That's right. Yeah, there's a cliffhanger at the end, so we could say that much, can't we?
They're waiting on part two.
Yeah, so there could be there could be another one.
Part
yeah.
two.
Well, if they lose a limb, can't they grow back another one?
Yeah, part well, two. You know that if you watch the film, Barry.
No, I don't watch.
Shut up, Barry.
Yeah, okay. See, none of them did their homework. I told everyone to go watch it last week. No one did it. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Evidently, I'm the only one who's put off a little bit by my octopus creeper. But that was just me, I guess. So I liked it. Don't get me wrong. Everybody should go see it. But
scene. Greg, it's my octopus teacher.
Teacher. Oh.
I think you were watching a totally different film.
Okay, maybe.
It's on my list, but Greg, you need to remember that an octopus has three hearts.
Does it really?
So that's just going to come your whole dilemma.
Can Greg have one? He needs it.
Oh, well,
no,
there you go.
Greg
we got
a monkey heart.
We got a marine biologist on staff there today here as part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. I didn't know that. They have three hearts. An octopus has three hearts. Really?
They got
a lot of love to give. So I guess that explains
you feel
it.
The love tonight.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, you know, when you watch the film and you see how this guy has befriended this octopus. I mean, I've seen divers interact with octopus. They're very curious critters. And I would imagine you've had some experiences yourself, Christine, haven't you?
What
do you
think? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When, I had a research site I was using during my thesis work, so I had to visit the site a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the site so frequently, and there was an octopus living in that same zone that
right.
it would see every day. And eventually it would start coming out and like I'd leave my dive slate and pencil and it would come and like pick them up and twirl them around and carry them around and drop them again.
Right.
Very clever and very interactive.
Yeah.
I didn't write me any love notes or anything. I think that's still just you, Greg. But
let me ask. This is going to be
Greg. It's just you.
Since we're awkward already, I mean, but look, if you befriended an octopus,
this ain't going nowhere.
Would you literally put the octopus and have it hang on your?
Never mind, Greg. Stop
mind,
there.
Greg. Stop, Greg. Greg.
No.
Yeah. See,
no, Greg.
I didn't think so. That's why. See, if you flip it around, now you get my point that it seems a little strange.
I would like to take one of the tentacles and just make a mustache.
I think that's called foreplay in the octopus world. I think it is. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hang in there. It's gonna happen.
Okay, now how do you know that?
Because she's your lobster. It's a known fact that lobsters fall in love and mate for life. And you know what? You can actually see old lobster couples walking around their tank, you know, holding claws.
At the bottom of the ocean is a glum crustacean. He ain't got nobody to engage in conversation. All of the animals living in the sea said I can't be friends with a lobster, so lobster my pinch me.
Don't you just love lobster?
Then along came a weasel in a boat made from a shoe. She said, hey, Mr. Lobster, I will be best friends with you. She said, hey, Mr. Lobster, with your great big claws, I'm a little weasel and I've got little paws. I will be your friend, I will hold your hand, and me and you can walk along the sand, on the sand. Hey, Mr. Lobster, with your great big claws, I'm a little weasel and I've got little paws. I will be your friend, I will hold your hand, and me and you can walk along the sand, on the sand. Under a starfish constellation, I'm your weasel, be my crustacean. Under a starfish constellation, I'm your weasel, be my crustacean.
Okay, yeah, that's not awkward at all. A weasel and a lobster getting their freak on. Yeah, you guys are giving me crap for talking about
I don't know what kind of magazine you've been reading lately.
An octopus and a dude. All right. Well, anyway, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We were hoping to be reporting on our lobster extravaganza this week, but we got blown out, didn't we? Buried a bugger.
Oh, yeah. The seas were a little rough this week.
Mm-hmm. So we had no lobster hunting experience to share. We're going to try to regroup and maybe do it again, grab our equalizer lobster looper.
I would say Tuesday, Wednesday, the seas are going to be pretty flat.
And
after this week with all the 5 to 6 footers out there, it may be nice.
Yeah, it could be good, and it could have stirred them up. You never know. Lobsterlooper.com, you can check out your own equalizer and join us, possibly. Lobster season in Florida is open, so we're trying to take advantage of it. But, you know, we do have that. But what about Brittany? Let's check in with Brittany some more. I mean, I know she's up in Vermont, you know, covering herself in maple syrup and then running up to people making them all sticky.
You're getting creepy now.
No, that's what they do, right? I mean, if you're not diving, I mean, that's what else is there to do in Vermont? Brittany, tell me. Anything water-related?
Just that, Greg.
Just that. Well, see.
Well, hey, listen, let's talk about DEMA. Let's talk about our webinar.
That's right. Brittany was part of...
diving, Greg.
Yeah. Her and Jerry joined me on one of the educational seminars that DEMA did this week, and I am one of the hosts.
They did a great job.
Well, thank you. Your check is in the mail.
I said they, not you, Greg.
Oh. I thought you meant me. Yeah, because I'm one of the MCs. Thanks, Jerry.
Greg, it's almost as if you knew what you were doing.
No, come on.
He had it scripted.
He never knows what he's doing.
No, you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. No, actually, DEMA is doing a virtual DEMA show this year and over the next few weeks leading up to the 4-day virtual event in November. Just like Grenada's doing a virtual dive fest, DEMA's doing a virtual dive show. And leading up to that, every Tuesday and Wednesday, they're having educational online seminars for about an hour or so with different speakers on how to make your dive business better, more efficient, how to survive in this time of COVID craziness that we find ourselves in. And, you know, they're great little nuggets of knowledge you can pick up. If you're a DEMA member, I think it's like $30. If you're not a member, it's $90. So either way, you can sign up for these seminars at DEMAshow.com. If you put in coupon code Scuba Radio, you'll save $5 too, by the way. So there you go, a little extra bonus to join us every Tuesday and Wednesday leading up to the middle of November. Greg, so I've got about 8 weeks left. And if you've missed the first couple weeks, they go up on demand. So now you can go back and watch one that you might have missed. Jerry?
Well worth the money. Well worth the money, Greg.
Yeah, so you're doing them. Brittany's doing them. And I don't know, what'd you pick up on this one last week? Just how handsome I look on video? Is that it?
Well, I'm jealous of the shirt you had on. I want one of those Scuba Radio shirts.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. You will absolutely not get one. But regardless,
I'm the only friend you have, and you deprive me.
No, that's actually the shirt I wore Tuesday for the online seminar was actually a one-off that I had the folks down at the Lobster Trap make me down in the Florida Keys.
You'd be ashamed of yourself.
You had that trap made, and you didn't tell any of us.
That is correct. Yeah, there is only one at the moment.
No, Greg, it was you did an awesome job, as Brittany said.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I just do and a little, warm up.
Very educational.
What was the one this week? It was about social media and stuff.
You don't talk about octopus at all, do you? Please tell me.
No, that's this week, possibly. Yeah, I might have to work that in after that went over so well today on the show. Yeah, this is kind of where we kind of work through the material to figure out what we're going to put on the real show. Like that thing Tuesday.
It's going to be an hour of silence.
Greg, there's a Squiddly Diddly marathon on the Cartoon Network this weekend.
Okay. All right. But,
No, Greg, I'm sure Brittany attests to this, but if you've got a dive shop, all this nuggets that they throw out there are very, very helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Did you pick up something there, Britt? What do you think?
I did. Yeah. I mean, I'm an independent instructor, so I don't necessarily have a dive shop, but if I did have a dive shop,
all the stuff on this week was about social media. And so whether you're a dive shop or not,
there was some social media, but it was also about point of sale, important skills to get back to customers with.
To reach out to them.
And also just shop placement.
Yeah. How often? How often should you, interact with your customer base? Like, say, if you were sending out a newsletter or possibly doing Facebook Live with.
Definitely not at 6 a.m, Barry.
Yeah, Barry.
We had a little thread this week amongst the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. We should explain.
I did not start that thread.
You responded at 6 o'clock in the morning and woke everybody up on their phone, Barry.
Someone sent a thread.
Okay.
And I responded to
at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Actually, I'm up at 4 in the morning, so you're lucky I didn't answer it then.
All right.
I was awake.
You were awake, too?
So for anybody that wants to wake Barry up, what time do you normally go to bed if you get up that early?
Around 9:30, 10.
Okay. Okay. Anytime after 9:30, 10.
Blow his phone up. 10:30. The
window is between 10:30 and 4:30 for Barry the bugger.
Feel free to text again. I will not name the person that asked the question, but
why?
He wanted to call him out. Pete's the one that started. Pete sent out. He didn't know what name went with what number. And I wrote back my name and number, and that was it.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, everyone starts waking up. It's 6 a.m. What's going on around here?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to answer somebody's text at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I had to literally turn my phone off.
Yeah.
Literally?
So I could go back to sleep.
That was the quietest sleep you've ever had then.
Okay. Well, enough about us.
It's a little creepy.
CJ, this is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Sounds like the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad need to attend one of these online seminars, and then they would know the proper technique and etiquette.
I have a question that can't wait for the seminar.
Yeah, what?
Brittany, is it true it's not good to use Vermont pure maple syrup to lubricate your O-rings? True or false?
I'm not sure about the sugar content.
I'm going to say no in the tropics because it's going to be full of ants.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who wants that?
Okay.
No one wants that.
Wait.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. There may be a difference between grade A and grade B.
Okay.
You may get more ants with grade B, higher sugar content.
There's a grading scale for maple syrup in Vermont.
How sweet your air would taste if it was filtered through maple syrup.
I say just dunk your regulator in the maple syrup.
Right, and the darker maple syrups taste better than the lighter AAA ones or AA ones.
Shut up, Barry.
Yeah, what is he talking about?
It's called fancy.
I got you on that, Barry.
Fancy syrup. Yeah.
The darker maple syrups taste better.
Webster.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. Go back to sleep, so, Jerry.
So is that why you're so sweet, Brittany?
Oh, my God.
Are you
God.
A great A or great B?
Oh, is that all?
Will you marry me?
You had to get that in. There we go.
I knew that line was going to come.
And you guys are giving me crap about a dude in an octopus. Listen to ya.
Greg probably lathers himself in maple syrup so that he can get an octopus to come. He's like about to go diving.
Okay, I don't even know where this is going, but you know what? Let's just mute those microphones right there and take a break and regroup. I'm going to go dunk this microphone in a vat of maple syrup now. It's just making me hungry. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Hey, baby, what's going down?
Later, nerd.
Are you lacking with the ladies?
Nope.
Enhance your scuba superpowers with a new Scuba Radio hat.
Wow, nice hat.
Just picked it up at scubaradio.com.
Buy two Scuba Radio hats and get free shipping.
Need a dive, buddy, sexy?
Always. And I got a Scuba Radio hat for you, too.
New Scuba Radio hats are now available at scubaradio.com.
So cool.
Order yours today or stay a loser.
Why didn't I think of that? That was my first thought when I came across the Moray Dive Light. It's a high-quality dive light and noisemaker combined. Two items that can make every dive just a little safer. The Moray Dive Light is built like a tank and can easily mount to your BC or stuffed away in your BC pocket. The noisemaker won't rattle around and activates only when you need it. Ask for the Moray Dive Light at your local dive center or pick one up online at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 scuba. Scuba dooba hooba hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver.
This is the world's scuba. First radio show devoted to diving. Scuba. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. That last segment, I think we illustrated that there's no such thing as a bad question, only bad answers. So we'll leave that at there. And, you know, check in with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad as we finish up the show today.
There are no bad questions, only Barry.
Okay, there's that too.
Hey, all Greg, right. you and CJ are popular today on Facebook Live.
How so? What do
Nonsense.
You mean?
Nonsense.
There's all kinds of people from EcoDive giving you all shout out.
Hey, well, Woo! That's good. EcoDive there in Grenada. That is exciting. I can't believe Christine has hung with us for the whole show. That is awesome.
I know. That is,
he deserves a Scuba Radio hat.
Yeah, she. I think, how the kids say, she's one of the original OGs of Scuba
just
Radio.
OG.
Wait.
Mermaid, whoa, Scuba Radio Mermaid. She's original.
Did you just say she was old, Greg?
No, he said original OG.
Well, he already told you I'm 102.
Yeah, duh. But look at her with all that mud she spread all over her face and stuff. She stays looking, sprightly and young. Not a day over 25. Is that safe?
Yeah.
Okay. No, good. Greg.
All right. Yeah. You're dead. But anyway.
Wait till you go see her next time, Greg. You're dead.
Yeah. Well,
here, have this bottle of CO2.
For what?
For breathing with.
Okay. He's talking gibberish. He's starting to talk to himself, I think, now, CJ.
Wait, Brittany, do you have a reply for that?
He thinks he's on the air.
Exactly.
Don't tell him.
So true.
Greg, open mouth, insert foot.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I will not do that. It will be a fin.
That was directed to Barry.
By the way, we're going to stop and edit and fix this in
reset.
Post. Yeah. All right. So
fix it in post. Are you kidding?
We are back. And, there's just a couple little tidbits I want to share before we wrap it up today. One is, you can go to moraydivelights.com. We've got a special program with the folks there at that fine establishment, the DCT Dive Torch with the noisemaker built right in. 40% off. With coupon code Scuba Radio. So get Greg, there. That's going to happen for a limited time. So make sure you take advantage of it. Barry is shaking his now. And he has a DCT torch in his hand. Anyway.
Too soon.
Jerry?
I tried to get Trevor on, Greg, but he's out golfing.
Well, exactly. He has bigger priorities than that. What the hell is Bubble Boy doing? He's doing quite the video display today.
I like
on
that.
Facebook Live. Got to give him some shout outs there.
If he said something, we could see it.
He just turned himself into
Patrick.
Yeah. Is that
Patrick
what?
From
SpongeBob.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, you could see this on Facebook Live. And now you know what to avoid if you get online. So simple as that. But we got the Maury Dive Light. We got the DEMA things happening Tuesday and Wednesdays. Go to DEMAshow.com. You can use the coupon code Scuba Radio there too. Save $5. So we got a few deals going on right now that you should take advantage of as a Scuba Radio listener for sure. And then, who knows, if you join those seminars, you might see Jerry the Diver Guy and Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, trying to improve their skills.
They'll definitely be there.
They'll be there this week as well. And then how about you, Captain Walt DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton? How things been going down there? I mean, the weather blew us out this week. Is it pretty good right now? Is it starting to calm down or what?
It was raining real hard here about a half hour ago. In fact, the first time I've ever had leaks in the tiki hut.
What?
But,
maple syrup. Patch that right up.
Oh, that's right. Maple syrup.
Brittany, bring some down, will you?
Brittany, send him a shipment of that sticky goo.
And then, the weather's, the wind's laid down to nothing. So the seas are dead flat calm out there right now. We should be good for about 2 or 3 days.
Are you hearing anything from your folks around the Gomez Hilton there, Walt, about any lobsters walking? I mean, I haven't heard anything yet. And I would think after all these systems that have been floating through the Caribbean and skirting the coast of Florida, that maybe the lobsters might get a little wiggy and start walking around like they do sometimes.
Greg, that March usually happens like after the beginning of October.
Yeah, we still got to get a few through another month or so, huh?
Right. We did that film shoot with NHK TV, and that's one of the few things I learned. It's the first big cold front comes through after the 1st of October.
Okay.
Greg, that's this Thursday. It's not a month away.
What?
October 1st is this Thursday.
Well, you said
Thursday,
Is it in
He said after October,
Like what?
In the beginning of October.
It's when the first big cold front comes through, but we've already had one go through, and we're having another one.
Well, which goes back to why I asked the question, with all these fronts coming through, why aren't they walking?
They're crawling.
Okay.
Maybe they are, but since you aren't underwater, you can't see them.
They're waiting on the lobster crusher to come and get them.
You mean the lobster slayer and his trusty sidekick?
Bug boy
and the lobster slayer.
The lobster crusher, Greg. That would be me.
There you go. Okay.
Got lucky once, and look what happened to his head.
Who's drunk?
I can't help y'all. Suck.
Gary, didn't you run out of air?
Nope, did not run out of air.
No, he just fell on his head. Oh, what's that?
Came up with nothing.
Yeah.
I came up with, about 750.
Sucked it dry.
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
They were a lot of lobster there.
There are a lot of lobster there, and you left
most
them.
Of them legal.
Most of them.
They were all legal.
Okay, before a fight breaks out, we're going to wrap things up for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better where, gang?
Down with a sweater.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.